Should be seven then. Why do you only say six? The Kura should be seven. And Latona Biyama Kura is Gronos Tamatana. O my Kedel the Shabbos of Bez Yom Tov Shoshono is Simna Biyama. It's only a Simna Biyama. So after it says six, it doesn't really mean in a case where there be a Shabbos, then 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It's only a simin to know you have to have six, that for 3 days worth of Tamidim. But in Echnaim is Lav Davka Din in Shabbos and then 2 days Yom Tov. It means all the time you always have to have six Tamidim on hand, always ready. And they can never bring a proof of this. The Tanya says, Kadeh L'Shabbos. Look at Tanya, L'Shabbos, Ulebez Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Shema Amin, it just says L'Shabbos means it's a simin. It's just a simin to remember. How many Tamidim do you always have to have on hand ready? Again, Mavuka, 4 days in advance. That's a Aziris. You always have to have six of them. So the simon is, the sign to remember this is, there'll be a Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that you need these six Tamidim, one after another. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on to the next blot on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape, and then turn over. We'll do the afternoon. So wait till the end, and then turn over. You're holding Daf Nun Amar Aleph by the two dots that it says in the Mishnah again, Lahik Rivu Kevis Baboika, that if you did not bring the Korban Atomet in the morning, Salochrid, you can still bring the Korban Atomet Shaben Abayim. And the same thing about the Keteris, if you do not bring the Keteris in the morning, you can still bring the Keteris Shaben Abayim. Then the Mishnah says, though, that Amar Reb Shimon, Fakuloi Sakreva Ben Habayim. Shimon holds that the whole Keteris you could bring Ben Habayim. In the case where they did not bring the Keteris in the morning, so they could bring now the whole Keteris, the whole measurement, Ben Habayim. And he says the reason in the Mishnah, Shein Mechanchin as the Mezbeach Azov, Ela B'Keteris Asamim. Rioni Mechanchim is the first thing we use on the Mezbeach Azov, on the inside Mezbeach, is with the Keteris Asamim. But since that's the Chinuch he first started off there, he could bring the whole amount of the Keteris, Ben Habayim. So Gemara asked the question, Chinuch man dechar shemei, who's talking about being mechanech, the mezbeach hazov, what's it got to do with chinuch? How you start off the kedusha on the mezbeach? So Gemara says, really, I tell you, chasuri mechsura, something is missing in our Mishnah. And Vohi Ketorah, this is what the Mishnah means to tell us, that lo yikrivu keves ba'boiker, lo yakrivu ben habayim, if they did not bring the keves in the morning, the Tomet Shachar, they should not bring it to Ben Habayim. But it says, the Mezavah Mamurim, when was it said that if they did not bring the Korban HaTomet in the morning, they cannot bring the Korban HaTomet in the afternoon? That's only Shlo Nischanach HaMezbech. That Mezbech had no Chinuch yet, they did not bring Korbanos on the Mezbech yet. In other words, the first Korban on the Mezbech has to be the Tomet Shachar. If you missed it, you cannot start the Chinuch Ben Habayim. Avo nischanach ha-mizbeach, but if the mizbeach had its chinuch already, if the mizbeach had already korbonos brought on it already, and now later on it happened, that they missed the tomit shel shachar, then like our Mishnah says, avado yakrivu ben habayim, then you still allowed to bring the tomit shel ben habayim. Now this, Omer Reb Shimon says, Ey Messiah, when do we say you can still bring the tomit shel ben habayim? That is man shayu anusim, oy shegugin. If they missed it by mistake, they were an onus or a shegi, that's how they missed the first Tomit Shel Shachar. Avolim ho yim mezidin, but if they missed it, b'mezid on purpose, they did not bring the Tomit Shel Shachar, is leikrivu keves, avolim ho yim mezidin, that means leikrivu keves baboiker, is leikrivu ben habayim, then they have no right to bring the korban atomit shel ben habayim. If they missed baboiker b'mezid, they cannot bring the ben habayim. What's going to be in Lohik Tiru, Keteris Baboiker? They did not bring the Keteris in the morning. On the Mizbeach Hazov, Lohik is still Yak Tiru Ben Habayim. Still, you're allowed to bring it Ben Habayim. And even though it was never brought yet, and they did not bring the Tomet Shoshacha, the Keteris in the morning, still they could start bringing the Tomet, the Keteris Ben Habayim. Smur says, Minuhan Emili, how do we know this? You say this. The Talmud Rabbanim learned by this. The pasuk says, "V'yasakevis hasheni tasa ben habayim," that the second korban should be ben habayim. So idashin sheni ben habayim. The second korban should be ben habayim. V'loy rishin ben habayim, but you cannot bring the first korban ben habayim. You cannot be mechanech the mizbeach with the korban atomid shel ben habayim. The medvah mamurim was this said that if you miss the tomid hashachar. you cannot bring the Torah Mishabein Abayim. That's only Shlo Nischanach HaMizbech. It was no Chinuch, Mizbech was not used yet. Avo Nischanach HaMizbech, the Mizbech was already used. Then Afilu Rishon, Ben Habayim. Then you could even start off with the Ben Habayim. Those in the case where you missed the Tomet Shachar, then you could bring the Tomet Shaben Abayim. It's only a drosha, the chinuch, the first time you start using the Mizbeach, it has to be done with the Tomet Shachar. The Omer Rabbi Shimon, that we say, if you had already chinuch, that later on you could start off the day with the Tomet Shaben Abayim, that's only Bizman Shoyanusim Ashergin, if they missed the first Korban by mistake. Avalam Hoyim Ezidim, but if they missed the Tomet Shachar on purpose, Then you cannot start off the day with the Tomet Shaben Habayim. Now what's going to be Lo Hiktiru Keteres Baboiker? Let's say they did not bring the Keteres in the morning, even if it was done B'mezit, still Yaktiru Ben Habayim, you're allowed to bring the Keteres Ben Habayim, you start off with the Keteres Ben Habayim. So the question is, V'chi Kahanim Chotu Mizbech Botu, what kind of svar is this? And you tell them now by the Tom Karmen HaShachar that if they missed in the morning B'mezid, since the Kahanim did it B'mezid, therefore they cannot bring the Ketomid Shabbein Abayim. Is that a svar that the Mizbech should lose out? Just because the Kahanim did a Naver in the morning, why should the Mizbech lose out? So Rav says, this is what it means to say, Lo Yakrivu Hein Aval Achirim Yikrivu. That's what Rav Shimon means to say. The Kahanim that B'mezid did not bring it in the morning, there's a Kanas that they cannot bring the Tomet Shabbein Habayim. Then the Kanami, other Kahanim Avad, they could bring it. Now what's going to be Lo Hiktiru Keteres Baboiker Yaktiru Ben Habayim. But if they did not bring the Keteres in the morning, they could bring off or start off, they could bring the Keteres Ben Habayim. Even though they missed it B'mezid, here there's no Kanas. Why? Techiv and Lo Shchichi. Since it's not so shchir for the Kahanim to bring the Keteres, they took a choice that only comes up once a year that you could bring it. Or ma'asro, and also you become rich from bringing the Keteres. Is chavivu lo b'lo pshia, that is very dear to the Kahanim, and they will not miss it. They will not be pashaya. Therefore, it's very lo shchir to say she missed it b'mezid. Therefore, they did not make any kenas. The Rashi says lishnachrina lo shchichas, not shchir to bring the Keteres. The Chad Gavra, but one person got a minimum of Sechta Yuma. Me'yodim Lashon Adam Bo, a person never brought the Keteres twice. So he only brought it like once a lifetime. And also, Masra, she says, Maseras, makes you rich, Chesiv, Yestim, Mekotero, Sivbase, Baruch Hashem, Cheloi. So therefore, it's not Shechiyat that they should make a mistake, and therefore there's no Knas, there's no Gzeri, even though it was done the Mezah, they missed it in the morning, still they could bring it to Bein Habayim. Then it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon v'kul hoisa kreva ben habayim she'mechanchin es ha-mezbeach ha-zov el le-bekteres ha-samim she'ben habayim. In other words, since there was a chinuch on the mezbeach ha-zov with the kteres she'ben habayim, that's what started off, so therefore he holds of Shimon that kul hoisa kreva ben habayim, you could bring all the kteres ben habayim. If you did not bring in the morning, you could bring the whole thing ben habayim. So where's the question, I've what time you learned the Keteres Hasam Shal Shachar, know that the Chinuch of the Mizbeach Hazov was with the morning's Keteres. Smor says Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. And Omer Abaye says, Mistaber Kaman, the Yom of Keteres Hasam Shal Ben Habayim. It's more Mistaber, like Rabbi Shimon says, that the Chinuch was the Keteres Shal Ben Habayim. In other words, that day, they brought the whole Keteres Ben Habayim. They said, the Pasuk says, Ba'boike, Ba'boike, Be'etivu Esaneros. Like every morning, when he cleans up the Neiros, Yaktirenu. Now, Elav, the Yavad had Lokam Yurtav, it's not that he already lit the menorah last night. Hatova Bitsafim Echa, for what purpose does he have to like clean up the Neiros? So, rather, you start lighting the menorah at night time. And there's a Smicha Suwadin, the burning of the Keteres also at the same time, was Beriv. So, therefore, the first burning of the Keteres was by evening. That was the Chinuch of the Keteres by the Mizbeach Hazov. Now Rashi says, Alma, we see from here the chinuch menorah is ben habayim. Now the chivon de menorah nischancho be'eruv is k'teres nami tchilos be'eruv. The k'teres also first started at evening. The Chassid Pesach says, Uvahalois Aaron esaneros ben habayim yakirenu. Therefore, the chinuch of the menorah was the evening, and the chinuch of the mizbeach hazov was also the evening. The other one says, Laman di yoma, b'k'teres hasam shel shachar. that the first chinuch was in the morning. Ah, here it's mashkel by evening. Seyos no goma mi mizbeach oilo. Learning out the mizbeach azov, the inside mizbeach from the outside mizbeach. Mal alan, just like the outside mizbeach was betomet shoshachar, the chinuch was betomet shoshachar. Is afkan b'toras hasamim shoshachar. Here also the chinuch was the b'toras hasamim of the morning. So the kids who are coming up, Shana our Mishnah is that the Mishnah is saying a chiluk between the keves, the tamid, and the k'tayrus. That when they first started, the first korban they brought, if they did not bring the korban ha-tamid, they were not mechanach the mizbeach, so they cannot bring that day the tamid shal shachar, shoben habayim. You have to start the chinuch with the tamid shal shachar. But the k'tayrus is not that way. If you do not bring the k'tayrus in the morning, you latter first start to bring the first time the k'tayrus ben habayim. Because that's the Iker, Chinuch is with the Keteres Ben Habayim, like we learn out from the Menorah. Then there's a second Kiddush, that in the case after they had the Chinuch already, if let's say now you forgot to bring the Keteres in the morning, then everybody else you could bring the Keteres in the afternoon, and here there's no deal not committed whether he remains it or not, but the Keteres there's no Knas. Reb Shimon says a Kiddush now, that in the case where you forgot to bring the Keteres in the morning, you're allowed to bring the whole Keteres in the afternoon. Because he holds the whole keteris is like one keteris, it's like one mitzvah. So if you forgot to bring half in the morning, that day you could bring the rest of it, the half in the morning and the afternoon, all together in the afternoon. And then the Mishnah says, Lo yes ha-shulchan, what are you mechanech the shulchan with? Ela b'lechem aponim b'shabbos. Do we put the lechem aponim there on Shabbos? Gemara says, Ela b'chor lechnuchi yod lo mechanech. It's mashmah, you can't start off using the shulchan the first time in the middle of the weekday. The chinuch, the beginning, the afchol has to be on Shabbos. But mashma kedusha mikdash. The mashma, if you already use the shulchan once on Shabbos, then in the middle of the week, it would be mikdash or something. So what's the question? This is a b'tzimila, this is a question. So kaimlo v'perek shtei alechem, to le mikdash lechem ele b'Shabbos, that the only time the shulchan is mikdash, the lechem is only on Shabbos. If you first put it in the middle of the week, it has no kedusha. So what's the mashma, it's only the chinuch not, it's not even the Kedusha read in the middle of the week. Samar says true, but I tell you, he gufa kamashma, the Mishnah Gufa is teaching us this, that the chinuch, the kiddush, the shulchan, b'shabbosu, that both the chinuch and the whole Kedusha, the shulchan gives off, is only the lechem that's put there on Shabbos. Kiritoni says, it says in the Sefer, v'loya seminar v'loya seminar elo b'shivan eroseh ben habayim, that the only chinuch there is on the menorah is by lighting all seven neros. The Rashi says the menorah ain't a mekadeshes kolema for chomilsa dido ain't a vela ben habayim. Dino ad loka, the whole inyan of using the menorah is only ben habayim. So chinami by the shulchan also means the whole chinuch and the whole kiddush is only negated to the lechem aponim, which is put there on Shabbos. And the Gemara says to the rabbonim, zil ketoris shol saliyochid al mizbeach hachitzayim. So Rashi says here we're talking about Zel Keteris means the Sum explain it's going by the Nisiyim that says that they brought each Nosi Kafachat Asarazov, that each Nosi by Chanukas HaMishkan they brought Keteris. So Zuli Keteris Sholsel Yochid, it was each Nosi brought his own private Keteris HaMizbech HaChitzen, that they burnt it on the outside Mizbech where Rosh Shoh Hoysa, it was a special Halacha, because all over we know the Keteris is only brought on the Mizbech HaPanim, not on the outside Mizbech. Now the Gemara says, Heicha, like what type of Keteris are we talking about over here? So we're a pop of the Nisim, we're talking about the Nisim's, the Keteris the Nisim brought. So where the Kasha Dik is, Elo Yochid, a Mizbech HaChitzen Hu Deloi. Mashmoni, a private Keteris was not brought on the Mizbech HaChitzen. This was the only Heroi Shos, only this Keteris was brought. But Mashmo, Ho Al HaMizbech HaPnimim, Makriv, but there was the Keteris Yochid brought the Mizbech HaPanim. And that's not true. We never find the Keteris of a Yochid. It's always a Keteris of a Tzibur. There's still another question. A Mizbech HaChitzen Yochid Udaloi. Ho Tzibur Mikrivu. Mashmoni Yochid cannot bring on a Mizbech HaChitzen. But Mashmo Tzibur could bring the Keteris on a Mizbech HaChitzen. For a time, we learned not like that. We learned. Yochid Ye Yochid Misnada V'mevik Yoytzibo Nidovo. Maybe a Yochid could also make such a Nidovo. For Kerayani Bon Abichal on this. The pasuk of Moitzis Vasecha Tishmor Yosisa, that any time you make a neder to bring in a dove on, you have to do it. Talmud, the pasuk says no. Loisal Olof Keteris Zoro. That Mashman Mizbech HaPnim, you cannot bring a strange keteros, which means any keteros that's not from the tzibur is called the keteros zara, meaning a yochid cannot bring the keteros on the mizbech apnim. Now yochid, I would have thought to say lo ye yochid mevi, true, a yochid cannot bring a private keteros shein mevi chevosak yaitzibo, because he does not bring a schaiva on the mizbech apnim. A yochid has nothing to do with mizbech apnim. But maybe avol tzibur, yeah, maybe, but maybe a tzibur could bring